The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Samach Tesam Ad Aleph that Amar Rach Mekol Tirfi Do Lksibe Karani L'Shar De Mava Lav Tirfi Mekol Adrachta Do Ksibba Karani L'Tirfi Lav Adrachta Hi. So what's an Adrachta? So the Rosh Mamavir explains that the when the after he shows the Shar to Bezdin Rosh Mamav De Rasul Amar Rav Nachman, he says Yar Shal Bezdin Shal Zeir B'Yimsal Kargeres L'Mava Yichtu V'Shar Adrachta Shia Shalit V'Darich On Nechashu Shal Zeh. They give him a Shar that shows him. That shows that he's in control and he could step on his nechassim. Ligvas chayvim and to be guy with a chay from these nechassim. So the Rashbam seems to be learning that adrachta is a lashon of darach. It's a lashon of having shlita, being able to walk and step on his nechassim. If you look at Rashi and Bamitzia, after Zayin Beis, Rashi is chayvim and Rashbam. Rashi says of the Bidim Maschal adrachta shlemotzal achshav nechassim mikasu shir yudayf lachso nechassim and yimtzi yigve adrachta lashon reidif umasig. He learns adrachta is a lashon to run after, to chase after, and to reach. That's a lashon adrachta, a whole different beer in the word adrachta. Lefi the Rashbam means lashon of dayak, to step. Lefi Rashi means to run after, to chase, and to be masa again, to reach him. And the Agais Maimini in Hilchas Mavlov and Perich Chavpeis Halachatas is masbir that this is not just a machlekes in the beer halashin, but there's a yisaid is like a machlekes over here, how to understand bichlal the yisaid hadin of adrachta, and this machlekes is totally on the beer halashin. So he says there's a machlekes yishanim how adrachta works. The Rambam holds in Perik Chavez over there Malvulayva that the seder is the first you write the adrachta, and afterwards you write the shtar tirfa, and that is also shitas Rashi. But the Rashbam over here by us, he says it's the other way around. First you do the shtar tirfa. And then he do adrachta to be able to be yard ben achasim. So the Agai Smami wants to say that machlokes, what is the seder? Is it tirfa and then adrachta, or adrachta and then tirfa? Is totally on what the word adrachta means. That lefi the Rambam and Rashi who hold that it's first adrachta and then tirfa. So with adrachta is not yet shaylik ben achasim. So you can't say that adrachta is lashon of barach and that he has the ability to walk and step over the nechasim because it's not really his yet. So therefore they learned that adrachta is a lashon of reidif umasig. He could run and try to find the nechasim. That's what he's doing at that point because there's no shtar tirfa yet. Now, Shankin lefid Rashbam, the Rashbam learns that first is tirfa, then adrachta. So adrachta is actually allowing him to be shaylat in the nechasim. So then adrachta means to be darach, to be able to step and walk over the nechasim and to have shlit over it, because at that point, he taki has shlit over the nechasim. So it works out well, the Rashbam and Rashi Lashitasim, that the Rashbam learns that adrachta is a lashon of darach because he holds adrachta as after tirfa. So taki have the ability to be darach on the nechasim. But lefid the Rashi and the Rambam, the adrachta is before the tirfas, he can't be darach yet. He doesn't have shlita, he just has the ability to go ahead and try to find them and reach them. And therefore, they learn that adrachta is a lashon of redifa and being masiv, but not a lashon of shlita and dricha.